question is asked in halakha regarding, for example, this year where Purim falls out on Motzei Shabbat, is it mukseh to move a Megillah on Shabbat? Is Megillat Esther mukseh or not? Actually, this is a subject amongst the Aharonim. The opinion of the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Mishnah Berura is that a Megillat Esther is considered Kitve Kodesh, and therefore it is not mukseh on Shabbat. And therefore, technically, if somebody wanted to take out his Megillah and read from it or study from it, it's like another Sefer that you want to study from. Books are not mukseh on Shabbat, Sefer Kodesh specifically. So therefore, he says, it would not be mukseh. But the Pri Hadash has an interesting opinion here. The Pri Hadash's opinion is that if the 15th of Adar falls out on Shabbat, on that specific Shabbat, the Megillat Esther is mukseh. Because on that specific Shabbat, the Gemara made a Gezerah that we do not read Megillah on that Shabbat, even though it's Purim, because they were concerned that you might come to carry it. And therefore he says, in the event where 15th of Adar comes out on Shabbat, then it would be mukseh. But the halakha, the poskim reject this opinion of the Pri Hadash, especially in our case where the 13th of Adar is on Shabbat this year. The 14th is on Sunday. They never made a Gezerah on the 13th of Adar that falls on Shabbat that you can't carry, that you might come to carry a Megillah. And therefore, the halakha, it is mutar to read from a Megillat Esther on Shabbat, and it is not mukseh. However, the question would be, how is a person supposed to transport his Megillah to the synagogue? There's no Eruv, or in a place where there is no Eruv. It's carrying. That 100% is asur. It would be asur to transport his Megillah on Shabbat in the public domain. So he has one of two options. Either to bring it before Shabbat to the synagogue and put it in a safekeeping place, and then to take it out on Motzei Shabbat, or on Motzei Shabbat, after he finishes Hamavdil, he can run home, get his Megillah, come back and bring it. But the Hiddush is, even in the place that there is an Eruv, let's say the different places in Eretz Yisrael, or the small communities that have gated areas where there's an Eruv, would it be permissible, let's say on Shabbat, Shabbat afternoon, to bring his Megillah to synagogue? La halakha would be asur. Why? Because it's considered preparing for Motzei Shabbat. You're doing something on Shabbat for after Shabbat. That would be considered hachana. So therefore, even in a place where there is an Eruv, it would be forbidden to transport your Megillah to the synagogue because you are preparing for its usage on Motzei Shabbat. Technically, there's a way to get around that problem also. If you bring it to the synagogue and learn from it, and read from it a little on Shabbat itself, so now you're using it on Shabbat itself for its purpose in order to study from it and to read a little from it, then it would be permissible even in that case. So let's review the halakot that we said. La halakha, Megillat Esther is not mukseh on any of the Shabbatot of the year, specifically this year even, when Erev Purim comes out on Shabbat, the Megillah itself is not mukseh. However, it is forbidden to transport the Megillah in a place where there is no Eruv, and therefore one should bring it either before Shabbat to the synagogue or after, and in a place where there is an Eruv, it would be forbidden to bring it to synagogue if your sole purpose is for after Shabbat, that would be considered Hakana, unless you read from the Megillah itself on Shabbat after you transported it, and you benefited from it and you used it, that would be considered mutar.